Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times get rough and you had enough.
Even when times get rough,
still gotta try.
You've had enough, you still gotta try, my friends.
Do it
no matter what the people say. That's our anthem, folks, the Atlanta Rhythm Section. That's an old song, but it speaks to us, doesn't it? Welcome back, folks, to 17 Tell. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rob Levin, 15-year member of our Brain Trust. Rob, this is your 15th anniversary. Happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you. I felt special when I woke up this morning.
You are special. Hey, Rob, I appreciate your time over the years. And one of the things that you've helped us do, by the way, folks, he's editor-in-chief of RLS Media, but you got some other stuff going on. Tell us about that, Rob.
Yeah, RSL Media. Also, as you know, a couple of years ago, co-founded a company called WorkBetterNow.com, which you can find at WorkBetterNow.com. We provide virtual assistance to business owners, letting them get out of the weeds and focus on more important things.
Speaking of which, folks, this is something that Rob knows all about, and you've heard me talk about 1,000 times, maybe 10,000 times, over the last 23 years. Small business owners, one of the biggest problems that they have, one of the biggest mistakes that they make, is thinking that they're the manager of their business, period, and not realizing that they've got to find time, they've got to set aside some time. If it's an hour before the doors open, if it's a Saturday morning, if it's a weekend, if it's 3 days in, you know, out of the building somewhere, you've got to find a way to spend time and only be the CEO of your business, not the manager, but the visionary, the contemplator, the futurist of your business. What do you think, Rob?
You know, I agree, and here's an analogy. Your business is a ship, and it's in the water, and the waters are kind of rough today. Now, there's good things when you get to the destination, but if you're always either tinkering with the boat or grabbing an oar, the crew doesn't really know where to go, right? There's nobody plotting the course. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you never get to where you want to go. And that's something that business owners – I see business owners doing this all the time. Work, work, work without keeping the end in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're managing.
More than ever, you need to be the captain. You need to you need to plot the course. And then you can spend some time with the crew and encourage them. And figure out, well, where is the best destination? Maybe we set out to go this way, but things have changed. We've got to go that way now. If somebody's not doing that in the business, you're never going to get to where you want to go.
And if you survive, it's just dumb luck, and that's not a good business model, is it?
Well, because you know what? Nobody got into this thing to just survive, right?
That's right.
Everybody's got their own goals for this, and it definitely wasn't about survival.
Well, that's exactly right. So, well, you've got some thoughts, though, and I know with your Work Better Now organization, you've got some ideas on how to use virtual assistants. And, of course, right now, what better time than now, to 2020, to understand the virtual world. Tell us how you got some stories about how people have extended their leverage, their personal leverage with a virtual assistant.
Yeah, you know, before I even get into that, and it's never been a better time to find any kind of talent for your business for so many reasons. You know, you can access the global markets now. Everybody's available on Zoom. And, of course, there's a lot of good talent that's available now. But before we even get into that, let's look at how a CEO spends his or her time from a dollars and cents perspective, okay? So, you know, if I were to ask a business owner, you know, what would you pay somebody to help you with administrative tasks? What do you think that they would say? You know, I would pay $15 an hour, $25 an hour.
Yeah, $20 an hour.
Maybe even as high as $35 an hour if somebody's really, really talented. But I bet you that a lot of business owners are spending $50 and up. And, you know, I've had conversations with this, and they look at me going, there's no way. I know what I pay. I go, okay, well, let me ask you this. When was the last time that you yourself scheduled your own meetings, reviewed your own email, built your own prospect list, formatted your own PowerPoint, did your own research for where you're going to take an important client out to dinner, back when we used to do these things? and they go, yeah, I do those things all the time. I say, okay, well, have you ever thought about how much your time is worth? Mm-hmm. If you take a business owner who's making $100,000 a year, and let's say that's salary draw plus profits, right? $100,000 a year for a business owner, which I think is pretty reasonable. There's a few making more, there's plenty of them that are a few making less, plenty that are making more. Well, if you think about it, that comes out to $50 an hour. Mm-hmm. 2,000 hours, just keeping the math simple, 2,000 hours a year, that's $50 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And if you're making $100,000.
And some of the things that you're doing that at that rate when you could be using your time more effectively. It's not just that you should hire somebody to do those tasks. It's freeing you up to do things that you only you can do.
That's right. So whether it's working on the strategy for your business, which we talked about, whether it's spending more time in business development, spending more time with your team, looking for retaining talent, or how about this one? Maybe spending a little bit more time with your family.
Yeah, enjoying your life, finding some joy in your life. Rob, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break, folks. It's all about making sure that you're spending the time doing the things that you do well and firing yourself from jobs you don't have to do anymore and promoting yourself to jobs that only you can do and only you should do. Stay with us. 10-2.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.